I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Time now for your latest news update. Today is Monday, May 16th. A 3-year-old child was minorly injured at the State Line Plaza restaurant near Mammoth Spring. Oregon County Sheriff Eric King confirmed to ECNN on Sunday afternoon that a bullet was fired from an unknown area and went through a front window. Sheriff King disclosed the situation is what caused the child to be sent to the hospital, but was unable to say how the juvenile was injured. We are told no arrests have been made in connection to the situation. In an update on Sunday evening, we confirmed that the child was taken by private conveyance to Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains for treatment. Since that time, the child has been released from the hospital. The Oregon County Sheriff's Office asked that if anyone knows any information about the situation, call them at 417-778-6611. This is a developing story. Stay with ECNN for more information. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reports the arrest of a man in Howe County. According to arrest records, 40-year-old Ricky Smith of West Plains, Missouri, was arrested for a misdemeanor West Plains Police Department warrant for failure to appear and an equipment violation. Smith was taken to the West Plains Police Department and was placed on bond. The Highway Patrol arrested a Reynolds County man on early Sunday morning. Arrest records say 38-year-old Mark Buhler of Ellington, Missouri, is charged with driving while intoxicated, failure to drive on the right half of the roadway, and failure to signal. Buhler was taken to the Reynolds County Jail, where he was later released. An Ozark County man was arrested for failure to register charges on Sunday evening. According to arrest records, 51-year-old Troy Harrison of Isabella, Missouri, faces charges of felony failure to register as a sex offender, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, failure to maintain financial responsibility, and failure to register a motor vehicle. Harrison was taken to the Ozark County Jail, where he was placed on bond. Fulton County and Mammoth Spring authorities arrested a man on terroristic threatening charges. Court documents filed on Friday show that on April 21st, a Mammoth Spring resident reported that 43-year-old Anthony Washam was threatening them. Washam was reportedly threatening the victim over text message, saying that he would kill them and their family numerous times. Several pages of text messages were released to authorities by the victim. He is charged with felony first-degree terroristic threatening. His bond was set at $2,000. The search continues for three missing individuals in Ozark County. According to a release from the department on May 5th, a missing persons report for the Ruggles family was filed with the Ozark County Sheriff's Office. The family is composed of 32-year-old Justin Ruggles, 30-year-old Jennifer Ruggles, and 5-month-old Baraka Ruggles. The report states the three went on a religious sabbatical to Florida around the end of February. Jennifer last spoke with her family on March 6th, and the family has not heard from her since. During the investigation, deputies have spoken with friends and family and have been able to track the Ruggles family to southern Florida. In an update on Saturday, Ozark County authorities say the family is or was possibly traveling in a 2018 Silver Dodge Ram 1500 with a New Hampshire tag 445-8031. The sheriff's office released stock photos of the truck and what the plate would look like. To view those photos of the vehicle and the family, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. If you have any information, contact the sheriff's office at 417-679-4633. An Ozark County crash left a Caulfield, Missouri woman with injuries. Crash reports show a 2005 Chevrolet Silverado driven by 24-year-old Colt Perry of Caulfield, Missouri, was traveling southbound on Highway 160, 4 miles west of Caulfield, when the vehicle failed to stop at an intersection and struck a 2010 Toyota Corolla driven by 25-year-old Catalina Crawford. Crawford suffered serious injuries after the crash and was taken by ambulance to Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains. A crash in Douglas County injured a man on Sunday morning. According to crash reports, a 2006 Yamaha motorcycle driven by 40-year-old Michael Spurlock of Sparta, Missouri, was traveling eastbound on Highway 14, 12 miles west of Ava, when the vehicle traveled off the left side of the roadway, struck a fence and a cemetery headstone. Spurlock was moderately injured in the crash and was taken by ambulance to the Cox South Medical Center in Springfield for treatment. The Missouri Senate wrapped up the 2022 legislative session last week. The session was highly contentious on both sides, including the Missouri House and the Missouri Senate, from opening to closing gavel. In a late-night press conference after the Senate adjourned, conservative caucus member Senator Bob Onder voiced his objections to the final map that would likely send 6 Republicans and 2 Democrats to Congress instead of the legislation he backed, which would only send 1 Democrat. Onder also went on to say that he thought that passing election law changes were the session single biggest highlight, but the legislature could have done more to address several other key issues.
We in the conservative caucus were always on the tip of the spear on every one of those issues. To the very end, we were pushing for an education bill that would ban critical race theory and would protect women's sports. I'm disappointed that we didn't do those things.
Conservative caucus members also expressed disappointment that the lawful sports betting bill did not succeed. Senator Caleb Rowden said that the Senate achieved its 2 primary goals of the session, finalizing a redistricting map and passing this year's unusually large budget.
I think we can look back and be proud of what we've accomplished, proud of finally getting eminent domain reform across the finish line. Proud of the work that Senator Hageman did on the budget. You know, you don't get the chance to make the generational type of investments that we did this year very often.
That redistricting bill heads to Missouri Governor Mike Parson's desk. If signed, that only gives election officials days to implement the changes. I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google Smart Speakers, the ECNN News app, and more. We're everywhere. You need us. Don't forget to keep all medicines in safe cabinets and out of the reach of children. At ECNN, we care.